Good morning, Ricky.
Hello.
Listen, thank you very much for calling in. Are you at work as in the set of the Muppets?
No, not yet. I'll have a bit of breakfast first. I mean, you know, they can wait. They're Muppets.
That's got to be such a kick. You're going to be a big star in the new Muppet movie.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? It's ridiculous. I really can't believe my luck. And I was very excited when I was offered it, and I thought, oh, you know, this is quite a big one, really, because it's not so much that I'm a lead in a Hollywood movie. It's more that you can let people down. They're so loved, the Muppets. Do you know what I mean? And on set, I'm just smiling all the time. And the poor people, you know, all the puppeteers, these really great, skilled actors. I don't look at them. I'm chatting to Kermit, and I've got a special bond now with Pepe the Prawn. He's amazing. No, I didn't really rate him before, but he's a brilliant bloke. And I said to him, I said, "Are you a prawn?" He went, "King Prawn." And that's it. What's the difference between a prawn and a shrimp? He said, "It's all about the size, baby." And I just have chats with them. I was talking to Kermit yesterday about a frog, you know, what does he eat? He says, "Oh, mainly flies." And honestly, I'm like a child. I can't get over it.
And so when you say you're offered something like this, did you have to go and audition, Ricky, or they send you the script and you go, "Yeah, I like it, let's do it"?
No, they said they want me to do it, and then they sent me the script. I must read it soon. And I said yes. I said yes, of course, you know. I mean, I was worried about timing because I was in America launching Derek on Netflix, and I came straight back and started filming straight away. So, I was really worried about it's a big shoot as well, and I've got other things on. So that was the only concern. The fact whether I was going to take it or not, or wanted to do it, that was out of the question, of course. You know, I honestly, this is the first time when I've really gone, I really can't believe my luck here. You know what I mean? I think people think I'm blasé about, you know, doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this tops working with De Niro.
I'd imagine, yeah. if you're opposite Kermit, you know, compared to the stakes being opposite De Niro, it's probably more nerve-wracking, isn't it, being opposite someone like Miss Piggy or Kermit?
Well, it's also fascinating because you're in awe of the process as well. You know, I don't want to give too much away, but you know, there are hands and there are sticks involved. But
is this with De Niro or he is knocking on a bit?
Exactly. But it is a fascinating process. It's the way it all works and comes together. And you know, as soon as they bring it to life, it's remarkable.
It's magic. They're making magic in those movies. They're great movies.
It is actually magic. And I've been a huge fan literally for 35 years. I used to watch it. It used to be on Sunday afternoons. And I remember when I thought that was really special was when an early hero of mine, John Cleese, was on there.
Yeah.
And he acted himself. And I thought, that's great. And I think it must have influenced me doing stuff like Extras, you know, where these huge icons came on, and they were the butt of the joke with the locals, and I think that, you know, that was the first time I'd really seen that done properly, and I honestly watch A Muppet Christmas Carol at least twice a year.
It's a great
December.
Movie.
It's already the greatest story ever told, A Christmas Carol, and the only way you could improve on Dickens is stick in some Muppets. I want to do it to every film I do now. I just want it to be, Schindler's List 2, I mean, it doesn't matter. I just want Muppets in every movie.
And are you allowed to tell us much about your character or what happens in it, or has it got a title, or is that all kept quiet at the moment?
It's Muppets again. I can't tell you much. I'm the lead in brackets human. I love that. You know, you don't want to up your station too much. You want to go, hold on, you're not the lead. Kermit's the lead. I'm the lead human. And the cast is amazing. It's also got in it Ray Liotta, Tina Fey. Wow. I was working with Christoph Waltz yesterday.
Crikey.
I mean, it's incredible. I said, "You've won an Oscar." He went, it doesn't make any difference. He said, he's just standing there covered in dust, you know, surrounded by these Muppets, you know.
Oh. That's fantastic. So listen, tell us about Derek then. I've seen the first two episodes and I really, really enjoyed it. I think people are going to really enjoy it tonight. It's on Channel 4 at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to it getting out there?
I really am, yeah. I think this might be the favourite thing I've done, and I can't explain why. I think it's because I love Derek more than any other character. I love David Brent. I love Andy Millman. Everything I've done has really started with the character. You know, David Brent existed years before The Office, and I've sort of returned to those values, really. You know, the last few years I've done the sort of, you know, the celebrity bashing, the fame thing. I did a stand-up called Fame. You know, Extras was about Hollywood and ego and all that. You know, I did the Golden Globes. And this is back to normal people doing normal things and trying to eke out the heroes and villains of the piece and the sort of the sadness and all the beauty of real life, really. And it is quite real life. You know, the pilot had an amazing reaction. You know, some people think this is the second series that, you know. I think they connected again with normal people, just like The Office did. And they were saying, I didn't know whether it was a comedy or a drama. I laughed, but I cried. And I think, well, you know, that's real life, isn't it, really? What's your life? Your life is a comedy, and then you find a lump, you know, and sad things happen. But I should warn people, it's not a traditional sitcom. It's more sincere. There are lots of funny bits. But then there is drama in it, and there are sort of poignant.
But that's what I kind of liked about it. It's a very grown up bit of work from you and the cast as well, and I found it really surprising and touching at the moment at times too. I thought it was great.
I think so. I just don't want people to get confused. You know, it's not knockabout characters telling jokes.
There's not a lot of falling over like Miranda. No, I mean, you've missed a trick there.
I'm not going to diss anything, but I'm saying it's you know, it probably is. It is more sincere than the average sitcom. It is a little bit more subtle, and it is a bit more dramatic. But then I've always snuck in drama. You know, The Office wasn't really a traditional sitcom. It was about a man having a breakdown. It was also a romantic comedy.
My favourite bit of The Office is when Brent told Finchie to F off. That's the best bit in it for me. It's amazing.
That's my favourite thing I've ever done acting-wise as well. I actually got an adrenaline rush when I had to do that. It's Carl's favourite bit as well.
If it's cut through into Carl and he actually liked that bit, that's incredible.
He loved that bit and he really likes Derek. He came in and he watched them all in one episode and he said his parents really liked it as well. He said, yeah, they don't usually care, but they like that, yeah. And he said it sends a tingle down your spine, which is about as, you know, excited about anything I've ever seen Carl. He's great in it, by the way.
Carl is going to surprise a lot of people.
I really think he is. He was really worried about it at first. I was talking to him, it's on The Making Of, which is on 4OD, right? But Carl was saying, after one scene, he said, I really got into it. He said he has to get angry with a councilman. And he said, and I just imagined how angry I really would get if he was like that. And I went, that's acting, right? He went, no, he said, I'm still shaking now. Like he just knocked someone over in a car. But he got better and better, and I think he's quietly proud of himself. Not that he'd ever do it. I think I saw a smirk at one point. I think people are going to be surprised with Carl.
And the deal with Netflix in America, do you think that's going to be the future for a lot of people putting stuff out
it's
there?
It's the future of TV. It's already changed. In the last 10 years, the habits of TV have changed. You know, people don't have to sit down and watch it once and or miss it altogether. You know, at Netflix, they've got 30 million subscribers now, and you watch it when you want. You pay your $6 a month or whatever. It's got a massive backlog. It's like Blockbusters, and they're just starting to do new programming. The first three things they've done is Derek, House of Cards, and Arrested Development, the new series. And so it was an honour to be and I called him up and said, listen, I think you're the future of TV. I want you to have my new thing, and I believe it. I think it's just going to grow and grow.
For producers of comedy, Ricky, I guess it's you don't have to worry so much about commissioning editors. You can go, well, this is it, take it or leave it. I just want the platform to put it up there.
Yeah, well, I've never worried about them. No, you're right. Yeah, no, it's, as you know, as an artist or a writer or a director or anything, you want as many people to see your stuff, but at no cost. You don't want to change it for anything. So this has got the best of both worlds. It's got the freedom of the internet or something, you know. You have to pay a subscription. They don't have to worry about, you know, anybody, things like that. So you've really got freedom, you know. And, of course, the figures are amazing. You know, they're better than cable because anyone around the world can watch it. And this is worldwide. So, you know, you think about a triumph on TV is getting a few million. 100 million people to watch this over the next year, probably. Which is phenomenal.
Yeah.
But it's phenomenal, you know. Yeah.
So listen, check out Derek is on Channel 4 tonight at 10 o'clock. Sounds like there's some more extra stuff as well on 4OD. Are you allowed to tweet a picture from the set today of the Muppets? Can we see one of them?
I could, but then I'd get a knock on the door with a people in a blacked out van looking like something from Men in Black.
Mr. Gervais, have you been tweeting photos? Kermit's gone berserk. He's gone home. Well
done,
Ricky.
I'll see what I can do. I'll see what I can do. I'll get permission from my team of lawyers.
That's incredible. Listen, Ricky, it's always a joy to chat to you. I'm looking
Cheers.
Forward to seeing it tonight again.
Thank you very much
for talking
Cheers,
to us, Ricky.
Bye.
Have a great day at work with the Muppets.
Thank you.
Cheers, mate. See you later, Ricky.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.